Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Marcindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 15, 1980, the Virgin Islands Daily News announced that the expansion of the oil program in Barbados was underway. The story of oil production in Barbados actually goes back to the 18th century, when it was extracted from hand-dug pits. However, the use of machinery to drill wells was introduced in 1896 by the West India Petroleum Oil Company. Since then, a number of other companies, including the British Union Oil Company and the Gulf Oil Company, threw their hats into the ring in efforts to find the valuable resource. On this day, it was revealed that the Mobil Oil Company was now ready to lead the charge, operating at the only oil field in Barbados at that time in Woodbourne, St. Philip. Optimism was clearly high when considering that the investment in the oil search was a hefty $39 million. To reiterate their confidence, it was reported that Barbados could possibly be self-sufficient in oil production in less than 2 years. The project was looking promising, as production had almost doubled in the last 3 years. If this continued, Barbados could save a significant amount of money, as much as $8 million. It was in fact the high import costs which fueled this desperate hunt for crude oil on the island. In the previous year alone, a whopping $25 million was spent in foreign exchange to import petroleum. Coupled with the unrelenting spiral of oil prices on the world market, the government and consumers were anxious for some relief. The projected success of the oil program under the Mobil Oil Company did not quite materialize. In just 2 years, the government of Barbados took over control and continued the drilling at Woodbourne and surrounding areas. In this instance, the oil reserves did see a steady increase, but unfortunately reached their peak in 1993 when approximately 5,900,000 barrels were collected. Since then, oil has been produced in very small quantities, and certainly not enough to meet the hopes for self-sustainability. According to a 2016 report, Barbados was consuming on average 14 barrels of oil per day, for various uses including fuel for vehicles and electricity. The majority of this has to be imported from Trinidad, as the oil fields in Barbados simply did not yield the anticipated levels. However, the announcement was made that the oil production program was being expanded on this day, February 15, 1980.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.